Wow. Good morning to all of you. First, I want to give honor to God for allowing me to arrive in this place. God has given us a brand new day that we have not seen before, and we are so blessed because of that. I would like to also thank Dr. Hutchison and all that's been responsible for this honor that's been placed upon me today. These couple of days is nothing but a day of shock and full of surprises. But I am glad, and I'm humbled, and I'm honored to be here. And all along leading up to this moment, I kept asking myself, why me? What can I say? But I am here by God's grace and God's mercy. So I thank my children. I have three children here. Stand up, Johnny, Roberta, and Alvira. These are three of my children. I have one who is working today that lives here who couldn't make it, and one back in Nova Scotia. But I am so proud of my children, and I am so thankful that they took the time to be here with me today. Because in times like these, we need each other to help to pick us up when we fall. So all I want to say is thank you and praise God for whom all blessings flow. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, I come before you today just as I am without one plea. But, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. Nothing in my hand I bring, but simply to the cross I cling. Lord, I pray that these few words that I have to say may touch the hearts of someone, and that someone will leave this place better than they came. I pray that they don't look at me, but they'll look at the message that I bring, and let the Holy Spirit guide them throughout this day and throughout the week. In Jesus' name I pray. I've chosen for my topic today, leadership/trusting God. First, when I was asked to speak, I was wondering what I would speak on. So then I called and asked, will you be giving me a title or do I have to choose one? They said, well, we will be giving you a title, but then at the time came closer, they said, no, well, you can choose the topic. I chose the topic. I had it all put together, I thought. And then I got another message. You're not only going to be speaking to pastors, but you're going to be speaking to the total university. I says, okay. Well, everybody needs Jesus. So if I'm speaking to the total university of pastors, everybody needs Jesus. So I decided I would choose it leadership, trusting God. Because if we are leaders, we need to trust God in order to lead. And the chapter, the verses that I've chosen from, and I chose the book of Jeremiah for a reason. And I pray that you will look, study the book of Jeremiah. And you'll hear that throughout my message. Because Jeremiah put me in the mind of my struggles coming through life. Jeremiah was a youth. Jeremiah, up and down, up and down. But God brought him through. And that's what it takes when we trust God. So the verses that I have chosen reads this. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water and sends out roots from the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear a fruit. Picture that kind of a tree in your mind. A tree that never dies. The leaves are always green and it bears good fruit. And that's what God expects of us as leaders. In order to lead, we must trust the Lord, accept God's love, and be rooted in the flow of God's presence. Not man's, but God's presence. There are times when we too may trust each other, but God tells us in Jeremiah 5:6, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, whose hearts turn away from the Lord, the person who will be like a bush in the wilderness They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the purchased places of the desert, in the salt land where there is no life. So this is what happens when we trust in man. Man can't do anything for us, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him, and his roots is like a deep-rooted tree. God has called leaders before they were even born. In verse 5 of chapter Jeremiah 5, verse 1 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you." Before leaders were even born, God had already called them to lead. As a leader, it is encouraging to know that God not only chooses us to be one of his elect, but he chooses us to be a leader. If we are to be in leadership and are struggling with wondering if we are actually called to do what we're doing, remember, God knew you. God called you before you were born. We are even born into this world. God has a plan for your life. God knows you. He called you. Jeremiah was called by God to lead, and he felt that he was too young. He was a weeping prophet. He cried tears of sadness because he knew what was about to happen, but because no matter how hard he tried to lead, that people would not listen. However, God assured him that he would not leave him, that he would equip him. It is encouraging to know that God will equip those that he calls. Often, we as leaders don't feel equipped or qualified to do what God calls us to do. It is likely that Jeremiah felt the same way. But God told Jeremiah, when Jeremiah said to God, "I am only a youth," God responded to that to remind Jeremiah, he equips those that he calls. God equips those that he calls. God told Jeremiah he will send him, he will be with him, he will put his words in his mouth. God doesn't call the equipped, but he equips the called. None of us is equipped to do anything for God as of self. We can't do anything, but by God's grace and mercy, all things are possible when we trust in God. When God calls us, he gives us everything that we need to carry out what he has called us to do. There's times when we feel timid, when we feel discouraged, because when God calls you and sets you apart to do his work, you know that temptation is going to come, people will put you down, everything will happen to you. But when you trust God, you will have broad shoulders, and you will know, just as I am nothing. But because by God's grace, I can do anything, I am everything, because God has put me in this situation, and he said he will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. Leaders, God has called you to lead, and he will sustain, and he will equip you exactly where he wants you to be. He will equip you. So don't have any doubts as to where you're going. When God calls you, he will equip you. He wants you to do exactly what he equips you to do. That is why verse 7 in Jeremiah says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in him." We must always trust in Jesus, because he is our all in all, and he is the one whom we shall trust. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 gives us some guidelines for good leaders who trust God. And I'm going to read it as it is written in the Bible, and it's all he's, but we know all leaders is not he's. We have women leaders, we have youth leaders, so when I say he, think of yourself as to who you are. And this is Timothy's words. "Here is a saying that you can trust. If anyone wants to be leader in the church or whatever capacity that God calls us to lead, We want to do a good work for God and people. A leader must be free from blame. He must be a faithful person to his entire family. Because remember, God tells us our families are first. We can't go out and lead other people if we can't keep our house in order. So God says we must be faithful if we are to our families. In anything he does, he must not go too far. He must control himself. He must be worthy of respect. He must welcome people into his home. He must be able to teach. He must not get drunk. He must not push people around. He must be gentle. He must not be a person who likes to argue. Think about that. He must not be a lover of money. He must manage his own family well. He must make sure that his children obey him. If we can't have control over our families and we can't have obedience from our children, then woe be unto us. And he must do this in a way that gains him respect. Suppose someone doesn't know how to manage his own family, then how can he take care of the church or anything else that he's leading? The leader must be a believer, must be obedient. The leader must also be respected by those who are under his leadership until not be put to shame. So if we are good leaders, we're going to live a life that is according to God, that pleases God. We can't lead. When we were children, our parents used to tell us, do as I say, not as I do. But that don't work today. That does not work today. Children watch you. Everybody's watching you. You have to do as you say. You have to live the life. You can't tell somebody to do one thing and you do another. In the scripture, it is saying, however, we have female and male leaders, and we must remember that God calls all of us to lead, young or old. When Jeremiah said he was young, and he didn't feel that he could do it, I was in the same boat. I was young. I became a member of our church when I was 14 years old. And when I was 16, I was asked to lead a youth group because the ages had changed. And there was four older people who said, we've been watching you. You've been here every Sunday. You've been teaching Sunday school. And we feel that you are the one to lead this group. I said, no, not me. I just can't lead this group because everything the young people was doing, I was doing. I couldn't wait till Friday night came to be in the dance hall. I wanted to have fun all the time. But I said, God, this got to change. If I'm going to lead those young people, I got to live an example. Well, I went home and I prayed that God would show me and prepare me and equip me. And I was laying in my bed one night, drafted away, and it's just like my whole body was covered with something moving all over me. And I couldn't move, and finally I got strength enough to put my hands together like this. When I did, it was moving in my hands, and I threw it down on the floor, and I heard something hit the floor. And when I got up, I said, I got a new life. I got a new life. If anybody asks me, what's the matter with you? I can tell them that I've been saved, I've been crucified, I got a new life. And from that day on, I had no desire to go to the dance hall on Friday night. And that's what God can do when you ask him. God can change you, and you can do the right things, because there's no way I could try to tell people about God, tell them how they could live their life, but yet me live another life. So I had to prepare myself. I can't say that I was always on the mountaintop, because I've been down in the valley. I've been in the middle, but God always picks me up. Jeremiah's leadership was very important. Jeremiah offers a unique insight into the minds and the heart of one of God's faithful servants. The book includes numerous personal statements of emotional engagement pertaining to Jeremiah, not merely as a prophet brought on the scene, delivered God's message, but was a human being called by God who felt compassion for his people. He desired judgment for evildoers, and he was concerned about his own safety. Significantly, the book of Jeremiah also provides us the clearest glimpse of the new covenant God intended to make with his people once Christ came to earth. The new covenant would be the means of restoration for God's people as he would put his law within them, writing it on the hearts of flesh rather than on a stone, rather than fostering our relationship with God through a fixed location like a temple. He promised through Jeremiah that his people would know him directly. I acknowledge the man that comes through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 31:31-34. When Jesus came, he wanted to place his work and his strength upon us individuals. We need to not only know about God, everyone knows about him, but do we really need to know him? Do we really know to know him? Everybody in this place today needs to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Not just to know about him, but to have that personal relationship with him. And then we can be, bring me my water, please. We can be like that tree that, thank you. That's rooted, that's never. And when you get so strong as that tree that has that strong root, you can say, I shall not be moved. There's a hymn that our old folks used to sing, and it goes like this. I shall not be moved. Just like that tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. In his loving favor, I shall not be moved. Just like that tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. When you are firmed, grounded in God's face, you can sing that hymn. Nothing is going to move you. I'm sure as leaders, you've been in places where you felt a little weak. But remember, Jesus. Say, Jesus put me here. Jesus is going to keep me here. And I am not going to let anybody deter me. Because I know where I come from. I know where I'm going. And the Bible is your daily bread, is the work, way of life. We should wake up in the morning with Jesus, pray for the day, go to bed thanking him for what a wonderful day has given us. We need Jesus. As I said, everyone needs Jesus. Every person needs Jesus. For it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. Jeremiah served as one of God's chosen prophets. His ministry extended over a period of more than 40 years. Jeremiah trusted God every step of the way. And he was like that tree that was planted by the water. If we trust God and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Christ, and he will direct our paths. If you're not in ministry, no matter what studies you in, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. When you're writing an exam or something and you're struggling, you call on God. But don't wait till you're in trouble to call on God. You need to be prepared so when trouble comes, Jesus says, I brought you to it and I can bring you through it. But you got to trust Jesus. And when you're firm and grounded in God's word, you will trust Jesus. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Give God the praise. Did you know that when we worship and praise our Father, the enemy flees? So when you praise God, the enemy flees. When trouble is starting to come, just say, Jesus, 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 I need you. I can't do without you. I do that all the time. I can't do without God. You don't know how I struggled to get here today. I said, Lord, why me? Why me? With all the great preachers out there, when everybody else could do it, why me? Then someone said, why not you? I'm saying, I'm going to be speaking probably to professors who's teaching. I got to have it right. Then one lady said to me, there are only people like you. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, that was assurance that gave me strength to move forward. We are all here, not because of what we know, but because of God's grace and mercy. And we can all learn from each other. It's not to be, Jeremiah had confidence in God. We must have confidence in God. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, but Jeremiah prayed to God. Jeremiah was thankful. We must be thankful. We must thank God for all things that we do. We must allow the Holy Spirit into our lives. Welcome the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings us peace. Trust God's strength. Worry not, because Jesus said there's no need to worry. Jesus said, I am with you at all times. And if Jesus is with you, who else do we need? We don't need anybody else but Jesus to be with us. And as I said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, because God is with you. Jeremiah had hope. We need to have hope in Jesus Christ by depending on God's grace and mercy. Jeremiah had confidence. We need to have confidence in ourselves through the Holy Spirit that God gives us. God's power through prayer in all aspects of our lives. Start your day with prayer, end your day with prayer and thanksgiving. Respect yourself and others by showing that you love and respect them. None of us are any better than Israel. We are all a part of the human race. We are all God's children, red and yellow, black and white. That's the hymn we used to sing in Sunday school. We are all precious in his sight. Strive to be like that tree planted by the water. Tell of your love wherever you go. Tell of your love for Jesus, because Jesus loves you. He can do anything for you. And when you think that when you get down and when you start doing things that you know is not pleasing in God's sight, and when you're thinking you're trying to hide from him, remember, God sees and he knows all about you. As he said, he saw you before he created you, and he made you to become a leader before you were even born. You can't hide from God. When we're doing something as leaders and we think we're going to go in this little corner and do something that we think nobody else can see, the people you're hiding from can't do you no harm. But Jesus sees, and you can't hide from God. Because as the hymn said, there's no hiding place down here, none. As the hymn said, I went to the rocks, and the rocks cried out. But there's no hiding place, no hiding place down here. The rocks couldn't hide nobody from Jesus. You can't hide from Jesus. You may get in a corner in your house and you may say, I'm going to do this because nobody out there that can't see me. Jesus sees you, but you must come quickly when you do these things and ask God's forgiveness. And when you ask God forgiveness, God will forgive you at all times because he loves and he protects us all. So I just want to thank all of you for sitting under my voice tonight. This afternoon, listening to what I had to say, and I hope and pray that something was said that you can take from here and you can receive a blessings. But all I can tell you today is I point you to Jesus, because Jesus is the answer for the world today. We see lots of things going around in this world, and we know they are not of God, but don't be a part of it. And remember, when you're struggling, you got somebody who sees and knows, and he was there all the time. So I just cast blessings upon you. May the blood of Jesus go with you today. So let us close in prayer. Father God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for a voice to speak. Thank you for eyes to see. You woke us up this morning in our right mind, Lord Jesus. We take these things for granted. We can see, we can walk, we can talk, we can hear. We have a roof over our head and we have food on our tables. Thank you, Jesus, for all the goodness comes from you. So bless us and praise God from whom are blessings today. Give God the praise because he is worthy of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.